Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Zekas is with him. The shorthanded chance. Scores! How do you like that? Kyle Palmieri.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now we bring in our Dallas Stars insider, Robert Tiffin. And Robert, I'm very conflicted because I'm glad to have you on. But it's not the morning, so I feel like breakfast at Tiffin's doesn't work right here.
There's never a bad time for breakfast, I've always said.
I love that.
Nothing like a little rainy day bacon and eggs.
Can I tell you a shocking thing about my wife? She thinks that breakfast for dinner is stupid.
You know, everyone says that, but if you make them wait for dinner long enough, eventually they'll all come around.
That's an absolute fact right
that
there.
That is, man, that is a really good point.
Now, as they're eating, it might be stupid, but I'm hungry.
I know there is a lot to talk about with this team and Tuesday night's game, and I know how it ended and everything like that, but also the Dallas Stars were missing half of their regular defensemen. That all being said, probably a couple of goals that Jake Oettinger would want back against the Islanders, right?
Yeah, it was a wild kind of game because you could talk about the goals that went in and how, yeah, a couple of those certainly aren't ones that Jake Oettinger is going to want to hang on the mantle. On the other hand, you know, from the Stars' perspective, you had not only the hit by Mika Rantanen on Alex Romanov, but Jason Robertson scored another two goals. He has 8 goals in his last 4 games after
and 3 assists.
16. He's you know, there's a reason he was first star of the entire NHL last week. I mean, he's as hot as he's ever been right now. And it's weird. It's a weird start to the season. It's the word I keep coming back to for the Stars because the record is great, right? They're 12-5-3. They're sitting at or, you know, top 5 in the league pretty consistently. They went from having a negative goal differential just a week ago to now having like the 6th best goal differential or 7th best in the league.
Wow.
Scoring 14 straight unanswered goals will do that, I guess. But it's weird. I completely understand people who are still kind of feeling like the other shoe hasn't dropped yet. On the other hand, when you have only 2 regulation losses and like 14 games or whatever, I think there's nothing wrong with making hay while the sun sets.
How unfair, Robert, is it of me to look at Jason Robertson and go, yeah, but let's see that in the playoffs? Like, I've loved his career, but in the playoffs he has these moments where I'm like, oh, no, it's not the same guy. Is that very unfair of me?
I don't think it's unfair because I have a hunch that that's something that Bill Guerin and some of the Team USA staff who are looking at picking players for the Olympics, I have to think that's in the back of their minds too.
Interesting.
And even some of the rumblings that have come out about selection for camp are kind of that, you know, well, maybe, you know, early in the season or against the team's 3rd or 4th line, this is the sort of player who can score 80, 90, even 100 points plus. But how is he going to handle the pace that we saw at the Four Nations tournament? How is he going to handle, you know, the intensity of a game where every single player on the ice is checking really diligently and there's just no space out there? Is this the sort of player that can still do that? For the record, I'm kind of on record as saying that I think Jason Robertson is pretty underappreciated and that given enough time, I think he could pretty easily disprove that rep. But the fact is, he hasn't really done it. The only times he's really done it have been kind of short little streaks here and there. He's not the only Dallas Star. I think if you dig into someone like Roope Hintz's numbers, you'll also see that he hasn't necessarily been the most productive playoff performer in terms of goals either. and you know, it's a small sample size, but I do think it's somewhat fair to have that hesitance about necessarily saying he could do this in May.
Okay, so that's I love this then, because let's add on to it. We've been watching Mikko Rantanen. Looks like he's playing very physical, and like there have been moments where he clears space on his own.
Maybe
love
too physical.
Hey, chill out on that right now. He and Bischel, big body. You know, we got a couple guys that I feel like we're adding that element. They've always been a very skilled team, but the physicality once you get to the playoffs is something that I'm like, do you think that what Miko's doing can become contagious across the board for these guys?
I think that's a big part of the hope. And physicality is such kind of a buzzword that it, you know, means one thing, but one person who thinks it means you have to fight. Another person might think it means you have to, you know, lay a massive hit to another player. It might mean you win your battles along the boards and you're constantly coming out with the puck, or at least preventing the other guy from getting past you, even if you don't win the puck. It really is a little bit situational. And that's kind of the way Glenn Goldson has talked about it too, since he's come in, that he does want the team to be more physical, but not to be, the phrase he keeps using is running around, chasing guys just to get those big hits or make those big plays. But when you have a player like Rantanen who's as skilled as he is, I think I checked this morning and he's like tied for fifth in the NHL in points in scoring, and he's 11th in penalty minutes in the entire league.
Awesome.
As well. And some of those are from a couple of misconducts, and of course the major penalty we saw against the Islanders. But there's a fair amount of kind of physical minors in there, and him kind of just not taking guff from anyone. And I do think that that's a big hope, is that he's kind of leading by example. And when you have a team that, you know, we saw it last year in the playoffs, Roope Hintz got his foot, he fractured, we found out. They couldn't stop the bleeding for a couple of days. He missed a playoff game, and the Stars didn't really respond. And Pete DeBoer and you know, his players, to their credit, kind of echoed what DeBoer was saying. Didn't want them to overreact, I guess they would have said. They didn't want to necessarily go tit for tat. And I think the hope now is that they can find the balance and not overcorrect by getting so physical that they kind of go Anaheim, you know, from 20 years ago or something. But I do think it's an element that they wanted to add. And Mikko Rantanen is such a unique player in the way he adds that, along with the skill and the scoring and everything else we've seen. He's a really special player.
Now, the NHL league office giveth and taketh away. I did not particularly agree with either of the decisions that Toronto made to overturn the goal. And then I have to admit, I was surprised that Mikko did not get tagged with any suspension for that hit, even though I know there was contact behind him as well. That was a scary hit that could have turned out significantly worse.
Yeah, the context of the hit is really important to remember, because the Stars are, you know, they're going all out there trying to get a tying goal in the final minute of the game. So he's barreling down the ice, basically, you know, putting on the cape and trying to go superhero.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mode there, he's flying towards the end boards. He's huge. Anyone who's ever seen Rantanen can see how big he is. And then his skate gets clipped by Mayfield, the Islanders defenseman, who is also 11th in the league in penalty minutes, by the way. And they've been kind of doing that all night. That was part of their plan, kind of some of that old school kind of hold him up at the blue line, a little of that 1 minute interference type penalties to slow him down. And this time it went horribly wrong. You got a stick on Rantanen and his skate. It throws Rantanen off his edges, and Rantanen, you can see him lose control and kind of start to spin. And then he extends his arms with, even Rantanen says, you know, it was a push. He did push Romanov. And obviously that exacerbated the hit, but because Rantanen had lost his balance, he's also, I mean, we talked to him about this yesterday at practice, and Rantanen said, I mean, I'm going into the boards there after the contact with the defenseman with Mayfield. So some of this is just instinctive, but admittedly said, yeah, that's not the best play. So probably that's the league. That was the league's perspective as well, that there's enough there that was not in his control to where the five game and the misconduct, even though there's only, 30 seconds left in the game, that was enough of a penalty in the moment. You know what? It reminded me a little bit of the Mark Stone hit on Miro Heiskanen.
Yes! Way back,
yeah. That we saw, where Stone's skate gets clipped by Roope Hintz, and so he's a little off balance, but he's still can do enough to lunge, and that's, of course, what we know caused the severe damage to Heiskanen's knee. Stone got, I think, a tripping penalty on the play. They didn't even call a major to review it, which DeBoer was kind of annoyed about at the time, so at least called the major, because then you're allowed to look at the video, and then maybe they would have called a more severe penalty. But the league didn't suspend Stone for that hit either, despite the horrible result. So I do think there's an element in the league where if some of it's out of your control, they really don't love suspending the player if there's a reason to basically say, well, he didn't really want to do anything malicious. And of course, Rantanen doesn't have, you know, any disciplinary history, so that helps as well. Do you want to talk about the goal call back too?
So the thing about the goal that I was a little surprised by is the call on the ice was goal. Like, I thought whatever the call on the ice would have been probably would have been backed up by the league. So once again, I have to admit, I was surprised that Toronto made the decision to flip that call.
Yeah, and Gullison, to your credit, Gullison said exactly the same thing as you did after the game. He said, because the call on the ice was goal, we thought it was, you know, kind of marginal, borderline, whatever you want to call it, close enough to where there wasn't enough evidence to overturn it. Obviously, there was. I have to admit, in the moment, part of me was kind of thinking, you know, they just saw a player get absolutely trucked into the end boards and taken off, you know, with a lot of help. He was able to get mostly upright, you know, bent over, but he was able to get off the ice without having to be taken off on a stretcher. And now you see a goalie get knocked out of the play. You know, Robertson, all you kind of see in the moment is him flying to the goalie and send Riddick flying, and then a goal gets put in with literally the last tenth of a second in the game. So you kind of felt like if there's any possible way they can find to you know, wave that off and just end the game and say, let's go home, boys. There's been enough that's gone on in the last 28 seconds. They were going to find it. The one thing I did hear after the fact is that their Robertson's stick, if you go back and look, that does precede him into the crease.
Yep.
Maybe does start to impact the goaltender as well. And I believe from some of the things I've heard, that actually was a primary point in their decision. Because obviously you see Robertson
Ooh.
Does get hit by Pulock, I think. but the stick getting in there first may have actually been the bigger issue. Because, of course, Robertson does get pushed in later, but the stick does go in before anyone forces it to. And that, I guess, is part of their decision there. So rough one. I kind of thought there, it was a 50-50 shot, but given everything that happened, probably, you know, maybe that's a little bit of karma after 28 seconds earlier with the hit. So, you know, what are you going to do? Their second regulation loss in 14 games.
Right.
I think the Stars are still okay.
You know, we all have our own opinions about the players all the time. And Jamie Benn, there was a lot at the end of that season last year that was like, oh, I'm taking some jabs at him here and there. How much of a lift, though, and how meaningful is it for him to be in that locker room and out there with those guys?
There's no one in that locker room that sets the tone and that other players, like, physically look to and look at when he's in the room, like Jamie Benn. He is very much the captain. You know, he's been there. It's hard to remember. He's been there since before Glenn Gullison was hired
yeah.
the first time. He's been playing on this
team. Oh, man, that's
crazy.
He played
with Mike Madonna. He played with Mike Madonna, the guy who was a statue. Jamie Benn was a line mate of his. The guy who was a statue out there. This is a player who, the way he links eras, I mean, no one else, there's no one else in the league, right, who has overlap with someone who played for the Minnesota North Stars. Jamie Benn has that. He is the longevity combined with the type of player he is. And again, he's only 36, right? He's younger than I am, which is crazy. But he means so much to this team, to this franchise. And just seeing him back, I know he's excited to be back. Even yesterday at practice, you could see it was an optional practice. A lot of players weren't out there, but Jamie Benn was. And I think he's a lot happier than I've seen him in a while. Just there's a lift, both because of how excited he is to be back. And that is very much contagious on the bench.
And
they look to him. They really do.
The last thing I was kind of curious about, I'm glad that he is back as well, but how much longer can the Stars kind of continue to thrive throughout a continuous string of injuries?
I had an interaction with Jamie Benn yesterday where I mentioned to him, I said, we up in the press box just couldn't believe that you all came back down and even scored that tying goal, even though it was called back. You know, there's the penalty on Mikko. You're down a man. You're taking a defensive zone draw. And somehow you execute a play to send four guys down the ice. You get Ottinger off. You somehow win the puck. You somehow score. It was just unbelievable to us. Have you ever seen that before? And after a second, Jamie Benn looks at me and says, "Well, maybe you need to start believing in us a little more."
Whoa!
I will say there was a smile there too. There was definitely a smile there. But I will say, you know what? Injuries are no. At this point, they've been dealing with it all season. You know, Matt Duchene's only played four games. Noah Lundqvist only four games. Ben only one game. Thomas Harley's out. They're, you know, like you said at the start, half their defense core was a healthy scratch or in the minors at the start of the season right now. And now they've just rolled off one of the best stretches we've seen in the last, even under DeBoer, over the last few years. These last 14 games have just been unreal. So I don't know, maybe we just need to start believing in them a little more, because by all accounts it doesn't make complete sense, but it's hard to deny what they've been doing.
Well, Robert, one day we'll tell you our story, our interaction with Jamie Benn, where he may have wanted us to believe in him a little more too,
and so we definitely caused him to get a penalty in that game. We'll tell you that story at another time. Man, thank you so much. And if you're loving this, starsthoughts.com, starsthoughts.com is where you can get all this information from Mr. Tiffin. Robert, we appreciate your time. Good, sir.
Anytime, guys. Always a good time.
There you go. Robert Tiffin right here on 105.3 The Fan. And again, starsthoughts.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.